Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's my favorite time of the night. Saturday night is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com, rocker.
Jimmy. Dave Adler is a well-known singer, songwriter, and overall entertainer. He plays piano, keyboard, accordion, and so much more. You may best know him as the co-founder of the leader Steely Dan, Madison's all-star band playing tribute to Steely Dan. Dave is also part of the Milwaukee-based Willie Porter band. And
can we get the piano going? Can we get the piano going
Dave
underneath
is here.
This, please?
There we go. Great Happy Band.
He wants to play along.
A tribute to Elvis Costello and the longtime karaoke with the band The Gomers. Dave also plays holiday parties, corporate functions, dinners, fundraisers, celebrations, and remembrances. Woo! He has been described by former High Noon Saloon and Madison owner Kathy
Detmers
as making it impossible to avoid smiling, dancing, and feeling fully engaged.
Oh, no, let's stop with this. That's too much. Can we stop with that?
Oh, okay.
That's too much. Can we get the piano up a little bit? I can barely hear it.
Dave Adler, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
The crowd goes wild.
That was probably the most energetic introduction ever.
Oh. I'm already exhausted. Dave, how are you?
I'm so excited to be here in the Devil's Lair, which looks out right under the Devil's highway. So it's a perfect place for us to be here as we wax and wane and comment and rock. And it's just great to be here. Thank you, Terry. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here in the lair. Yeah.
I'm thrilled. Hey, Jimmy K, you want to start it off with a question?
Jimmy K.
I just want to know, where do you get your enthusiasm, man?
You know, they call him vitamin D.
You're on fire, man. And you're not only tonight, but also I've seen you perform at Woodfest and stuff, and you really bring it. What's your ingredient, or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said often. It's a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Oh, am I right, Rocker?
You are correct.
I'm going to... Okay.
He just saw the Rocker vodka.
I just saw the vodka over there in the corner of my eye, and I was reminded of how miraculous things are, including... Rod Kravakia, which is absolutely miraculous.
You are just getting lots of
flattery will get you everywhere.
Crafted from
Dave, would you be willing to gargle a shot on air later?
Willing and able, sir. Reporting for duty.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to read Jimmy K's question. Ha ha, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay, as we know, Dave can play anything, and he does. But what we are here to learn a little bit about is this brand new project. Dave, it's Mazel Tunes.
It is. That was an expectant. See, it is Mazel Tunes.
What is this?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, Terry. You know, I am excited to be here. Were it not for the journey of my ancestors, I'm a proud first-generation American. Mm-hmm. Both my parents came over from Germany in World War II, 38 and 39, and I owe my life to this country, and I am a proud Jewish American. And I wanted to make a record that celebrated my Jewish Americanness. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, I thought I could put a really cool, fun, bluesy spin on some Hebrew classic melodies and just make them swing a little bit and use the wonderful influences of American music into the Hasidic realm. Excuse me. Let me get... Pardon me. I had something in my throat. So, that's just a little. That's just a little. That's a little Hebrew there for your folks keeping score at home.
There you go.
Anyway, so that was the genesis of it. I mean, the pandemic, as I know for everybody else, was a really long, hard, difficult time. Very reflective time for me. Couldn't play out. Didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing. I found myself turning very spiritual and looking at what my ancestors would do. During difficult times, I started reading the Old Testament a lot, thinking about, well, there have been plagues before, there have been wars before. How did people survive this? And it kind of gave me a little bit of perspective, which I desperately needed during that time, Rocker.
That is a great story. I'm perplexed. Great timing, too, because Hanukkah starts at sunset on December 18th, and it's the Jewish holiday. Part of your inspiration for putting Mazel Tunes together?
Well, this is a great Jewish stocking stuffer. I don't know if you knew that the Jews have stockings, but they do.
They do.
And it's great to put CDs in them. Of course, this is available on Amazon Music and Apple Music. But I digress. Tell me the question again, because I was just selling and I wasn't in the right mode.
Is Hanukkah, which starts at sunset on December 18th,
it does.
Is that the Jewish holiday, is it part of the inspiration for putting Mazel Tunes together?
It's not. I can't really say it's part of the inspiration, but it's great timing.
Yeah,
because it's coming out now, and that's great. But no, I can't really say that Hanukkah specifically was an influence. It was more an influence of... the general spirit of that religion and how it affected me and how I felt like I owed my ancestors some kind of musical tribute, some kind of recognition, because it's such a big part of who I am. And I'm proud of that, and I wanted to express that. Wanted other folks to know it.
They're good luck tunes.
Oh,
they're good luck tunes. Mazel tovus. Right.
Okay. So we watched you bring this huge keyboard yep. into the studio. So let's start with a song, one of the songs that are from Mazel Tov.
I'd be delighted.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a tune that every kid, every Jewish kid growing up has probably heard in Hebrew school or something like that. It's called David Melech Yisrael. And literally it translates to David is the king of Israel, now and forever. Great. But I put a little spin on it, and I have a little bit of fun with it.
Oh,
so
good.
I hope you enjoy this classic little number.
Let's check it out. It's Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc.
Civic feeling Media. Devilish here.
Yes.
I love it.
Hey, you want to call and ask Dave a question?
Uh-oh.
I'm sure he'll be happy to entertain you. 844-96-PARTY. 844-96-PARTY.
You're giving out the private number?
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh, whoopsie.
What's your cell phone number, Dave? They can call you when we're off the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Dave, now I know your Mazel Tunes is going to be available Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora.
Yep.
But this is a great story because, you know, you were saying your parents came over World War II, 38-39.
Yes.
That was just before kind of.
That's just when everything really, yeah.
And you know, pretty much every Jewish person that's here has some kind of Hollywood movie in their background on how they got here.
Right.
Tell us a little more about how your parents actually got here. What was the story behind that? Because there is always one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, on both sides of my family, both my mother and my father had relatives who were astute enough to see the writing on the wall years before everybody else really recognized what was going on. And because they saw that early, they were able to come to America and sponsor my parents. So if not for their foresight, they wouldn't have been able to make it across, because it was a difficult thing to get into this country at that time. There were strict quotas, and you had to have somebody who said, we'll vouch for them, they're okay.
Right.
And so they did that, and you know.
This is through Ellis Island then?
It was, mm. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Some of my relatives went through Ellis Island. My parents actually came directly into New York Harbor, but because they had people who could vouch for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, it was a harrowing journey for them. You know, their way of life was completely forever changed. They had to run for their lives. But for the grace of God, they made it, as many people did not. And it's a very mazel, which means lucky, mm-hmm. is how I feel about being alive. You know, I'm very lucky to be here. I'm lucky my parents made it, and I'm lucky that I live in a country that accepted them and accepts me.
You know, you mentioned in the beginning of that story about how your ancestors, you know, they were lucky enough and smart enough to catch the signs, and they were able to get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in today's environment with what's happening.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, how does that correlate now to the current Jewish community and your feelings on that?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a very scary time for not just Jews, but for minorities of any of any flavor.
Yeah, right.
There's really, basically, it's become okay. I'm not sure how much all of this stuff ever really went away, but it became uncool to say it. It became uncool to express those thoughts. And now, in my view, there are cultural leaders in government and in art and in all sorts of places that people listen to and follow their example, who are speaking in a very hateful way, in a very in a way that is reminiscent of that time when people are marginalized, stereotyped, and labeled a certain kind of person because of their ethnicity or their race or what, or you know, their
something
gender
they have,
or picket, you know,
something they have no control over. A person has no control over this.
Something that they have no, you know. Yeah. I mean, this is the trite saying, you know, there's only one race, the human race.
Well,
but I mean, I really believe that, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, but people, it's a lot. You can control people a lot. Some people you can control better through fear than others. Mm. You know, it's all reminiscent of that time to me. So my long-winded answer is, yeah, it's a really weird, scary time, and it harkens back to that time. I can't help but think about it sometimes.
Well, one thing
I try to be optimistic.
One thing to add to that, Dave and Jimmy, is that the people that were there that even did see the signs, there were many who thought, but this surely must pass. There's going to be another administration behind this. There'll be a different person in charge. This will somehow end. And all of a sudden they found themselves in a situation that wasn't going to end until, well, the ending was in totally insane. It wasn't something like, you know, a war, world war.
Right.
So, you know, people like us, you know, in some ways, you know, I think that there were many people who probably thought, you know, somehow this administration will end. But in some ways, maybe that administration was trying to keep going on in similar fashion. So it is an important thing.
Mm-hmm. Dave, can I ask you to play another song for us?
I'd be delighted to, Tim.
And I know this next one, and I even though I think I know how to say it, Hava Nagelia.
Hava Nagelia. Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
Yeah, is that okay?
No, that's good.
Because
I made a mistake.
My
kingdom for the paper. There it is.
But this is
Hava Nagelia.
Joyous
you know
song.
How to say it, Terry. It's a beautiful, fun, joyous song. I'm sure you've all heard it a million times.
But it's the best.
One they always play. I, of course, you know, take it and put a different spin on it and completely ruin it. No, I'm just kidding. I try to do something cool. I try to do something cool and different with it. Hope you like it. It's a little crazy version of Hava Nagelia that you probably never heard.
It's so. Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
That song was so dramatic, and, yeah. And then it just ended like in a big explosion.
That's right.
All over the place.
Explosion of love and chairs being hoisted in the air and you know, Kugel.
He was down on his knees that like Moses.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Documented it on Facebook Live.
Oh, that's
so,
that's what a treasure that will be.
Right? Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair. I have to tell you, this is a first in my short radio career of 12 years or so. Devil's Lair playing Jewish music. It's awesome.
On piano.
On piano.
On piano.
Let's think of some fun stuff to play for the, just for, you know, the Devil's. How would you get, just some lounging kind of devil
well,
lounging music.
I tell you what, Dave, if you're taking requests.
Yes, let's do that.
It's not religious or
no,
Jewish
it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be religious.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio. Snoopy with the devil's horns.
Oh,
beautiful.
My tummy hurts once again from laughing. But what we're talking about is just, Dave, thank you for sharing. It's so interesting.
I'm delighted to share it, and I'm proud to share it, and I appreciate the opportunity to share it. Thank you.
Can I ask you about your family? What did they say when you were getting ready to put this together and put this out for the rest of the world to hear?
Well, I'll tell you what my aunt said.
Oh, good.
The first time she ever saw me play, she said, "The band can't afford to pay you enough to get shoes." That's pretty much been what they said to me from the get-go.
Yeah, you do have your shoes off right now.
Yeah, I took my shoes off. I think that they're thrilled. I think that they're happy when they see me doing art, when they see me doing something that I love to do that brings joy to myself and hopefully joy to other people. Mm-hmm. They feel, I think, like they're kind of doing psychic high fives with whoever they do psychic high fives with. I mean, it's kind of like a, well, we won. You know, our kid's happy and he's proud of who he is. He's exhibiting that. You know, I think they feel good about it. They're not, you know, compliments have to be well earned with my family. So it's not like they're falling all over themselves telling me anything. But Mom, if you're listening, it would be nice. You could say something nice. She says all the nicest stuff all the time. I'm kidding.
She says, "Well, I really like that Steely Band."
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't you do like more like that?
One common theme that we were talking with the guys from Mama's Cares about is your upbringing. Was there a lot of music when you were a kid?
Well, I grew up in the golden, in what I consider to be a golden time for the Madison music scene. It was the 60s and 70s. Mm.
So you don't remember much because
I don't remember a lot of it. I remember clouds of smoke wafting across the Memorial Union Terrace, and then like a lot of fever dream stuff,
right.
A lot of like stuff out of focus. No, it was just an amazing time to grow up in Madison. I mean, you'd go all over the place. There was just all these great players and people, and the spirit of the town was so friendly and open and beautiful. It was just a magical time. I think for the whole country that was a really cool time. Mm-hmm. But Madison, you know, they didn't call it the Berkeley of the Midwest for nothing. It really It really felt like you know, I came up listening to all those great, you know, Santana and the Grateful Dead. That was my first show. I saw him at the Coliseum with my dad. That was the first band I ever saw.
Oh, that's awesome.
He made me leave during the space portion of the show,
which
caused a rift that we still haven't talked about.
Yeah.
He's 92.
That's great.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, man, so it was just a really cool time, and I think it really informed how I play and my, you know, I like to stay open to different kinds of music, and Madison sure had a lot of different kinds of music going on at that time.
Well, and you play like everything. You really do. All the bands that you're in, all different kinds of music, and now Mazel Tunes. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It's been really, I mean, Madison, I just love, I'm so proud of where I'm from, and of course, the Gomers, man. I mean, I have to shout out to Gomeroki. That was an incredible movement that we got to be a part of for 10 years plus.
And you're not doing the Gomeroki is not happening anymore.
The Gomeroki is not happening anymore. Mm-hmm. Some of those guys have gone on to other places, and it's just gone, you know, it was a really good moment.
That was a great show. I mean, you really brought in the audience participation.
And we loved it.
Yeah,
it was a big party. We loved it as much as the audience loved it, and it was a real pleasure to do that. And actually, Steely Dan, which is the band that I co-lead with Dave Stoller, which is a Steely Dan tribute band, came out of a project with the Gomers and then, like, all the jazzers that we knew.
Yeah.
It was like the rockers, you know, it was like the Jets and the whatever. Like, the rockers and the jazzers, they both like Steely Dan. Like, there's something for both rockers and jazzers and Steely Dan. It was the one band where we were like, yeah, that's cool. So then, like, in the beginning, when we first formed Steely Dan, you know, there were like 3 or 4 bass players and 3 drummers and just everybody. We just, everybody wanted to play it because it was such fun music to play. But then, you know, then we had to start to have secret ceremonies to really determine who was worthy to be in the band.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not true.
We'll talk about this. I want to know about those secret
ceremonies. Well, this is the devil's.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Hey, listen, we got to take a break real quick. Pay some bills.
Shoot.
Salvatore's Tomato Pies, proud sponsor of Live in the Devil's Lair. Order your tomato pie right now. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Dave Adler's Live in the Devil's Lair. Stick around. More to come on Max Inc. Civic Media.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Oh, man.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. Oh, we are local music. We're
wow.
You gotta listen to this. Hang on one second.
I'm a Jewish rapper. I get my beer from the no bones about it.
The Gomers and the Jewish rapper. You had something to do with this, didn't you, Dave?
I had nothing to. I had so much to do with that, Jimmy. It's, I can't believe that you're playing it.
I'm the one that found that one.
That's good.
That was good.
That was funny. Was a good drum break.
Well, you know, I have a couple of Gomers memories from over the years. And one of them is that, you know, we know Dave Adler and Steely Dane. They play Atwood Fest every year.
Love it.
But before Atwood Fest, there was this thing called Atwood Summer Fest, and I used to book that too. So I'd had the rock stage over there, and that was at the height of Gomer Okie. I think Gomer Okie was just huge.
Zenith.
It was, people were really packing in. And so for those who don't know what Gomer Okie is, it was band karaoke. So the Gomers knew a million and three songs. I mean, they had this giant book of music and would play any song for you, like karaoke, and you could go sing with them, you know, and you could be a rock
dream,
star.
Right? To sing with a
well,
band.
There was this one guy who he kept coming and he would sing Led Zeppelin like really good, right? And so they would play these things. So I said, Dave, how about if we hire Gomer Okie? And as Led Zeppelin, and this guy came, the singer that was from the karaoke, played with the band at Atwood Summerfest, and he went shirtless and put on this blonde wig.
Yep. No.
And they laid it out, man. They played Led Zeppelin at Atwood Fest as Gomer Okie, and it was incredible.
That was an amazing thing, and I'll give you, you know, like at the end of Mannix, there's always the prologue.
Yeah.
Here's the prologue to that story. I played in a band called Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine when I lived in LA.
Whoa.
And Richard Cheese. They were a really fun outfit. They played alternative rock hits in a classic jazzy style. So they were playing House of Blues and Richard in Chicago. And Richard's a friend of mine, and he knew that I played with the Gomers in Madison, and he asked me to come up and open for them. And I was like, well, it would be great. We kind of do this thing where we're like, people come up from the audience. But we just did this, gig with this great Led Zeppelin singer. And he said, well, how about you guys come in, you come to the House of Blues and you bring a bunch of futons
what?
And you call the thing Bed Zeppelin. And you guys just do Led Zeppelin sleeping on the futons.
Oh my!
That's exactly what we did with that cat.
Really?
We went into the House of Blues and opened for Richard Cheese as Bed Zeppelin.
Oh my!
And we played the whole show lying on futons. We did the whole thing, whole lot of everything. We're just completely reclining on futons. We were Bed Zeppelin.
Wow!
That's the prologue. That's the little, and then there were none. kind of moment.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Right?
Okay, I'm beside myself.
Hey, can we do something really quick?
Yeah, oh, please.
Sure.
Let's say hi to Mary Beth.
Oh.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Oh.
It's my fiance.
She gets a shout out.
Mary Beth gets a special little E major shout out.
Oh, okay. Mazel.
Thank you, Mazel. Talking about Mazel in my tunes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's listen to another one from Mazel Tunes.
Please.
Can you tell us why you decided to do Havenu Shalom Aleichem?
Havenu Shalom Aleichem. Well, that's a really good one for us. It means peace be upon you. And it's a prayer and request for peace, which is something that we could all use and this world could use. And I thought that was appropriate. So here is Havenu Shalom Aleichem.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair here, Max Inc. on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to ask Dave Adler a question or make a request on the PM.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? We've done that before.
Let's do karaoke over the phone.
Yeah.
People could sing along, and I could. That would be phoneroke.
Phoneroke.
I think we have an idea.
We'll see if anybody calls. And
okay.
We'll make
anything.
It happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Hey, Dave. You've done. I mean, maybe this Mazel Tunes is a bit of a surprise for some people, knowing all the other things you work on.
Sure.
You've also done some other surprising things. Like you mentioned that you lived in LA for a while.
I did.
What other things do you want to divulge to us that would surprise people?
Divulge. Well, I've had a really fun. In fact, Terry, it's interesting that you ask because I discuss this all in my book.
Oh.
What?
The Total Keyboard Player, available on Amazon and through Hal Leonard.
No way.
But I discuss my various sojourns throughout the country, including living in Los Angeles. As I said, I actually went to LA to go to USC for their film scoring program. I did a master's certificate of film scoring, film and television composition scoring at USC. And then I met a film composer at a used car parking lot. And I ended up, which is how LA works. And then I ended up working with him for a while. And then I joined Richard Cheese out there and I played with him for a while. But I've also, I had the opportunity to live in Chicago for many years. I did improv theater there with Second City and The Annoyance, Improv Olympic, and did that.
Wow.
And also, I've lived in New York City where I scored a season of a show, an old show on Comedy Central called Upright Citizens Brigade.
We've actually seen the live show, the live version
really?
Of it.
Oh, wow.
They could use you.
Yeah.
They could
tell
use
me
more.
About it, Amy.
Now, Dave, I know another one that maybe people don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Back in the early days of the Mamas and the Mama Awards used to be at the Barrymore Theater. And early at the Overture Center, and the Gomers used to be they would be like the band under the stage.
We
you know
were.
What I mean? Not on stage.
The pit
but like
band.
The pit band, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And so they would perform just all these like kind of improvising the whole time, wasn't it?
Well, it was really fun because somebody like, you know, John Steele would win the Mama for best performance on a ukulele by an alternate rock act. And then we would play like, you know, something like, Magnet and Steel. We'd probably play the song, You Are a Magnet and I Am Steel.
Yeah, yeah.
So like we just had fun with every single name.
Oh, that's so good.
Like on the spot.
Because we didn't know who was going to win.
Right.
So we had to have all these options. Like what if John Steele won? Well, what if Freddie Carpenter win? Then we got to play the Carpenters, you know? So it's like we had all these.
Oh,
it was really
my.
fun. It was very fun challenging to do that.
Oh, wow.
That was fun.
Remember those.
Theater.
Those were good shows.
That was a good fun show at the Union Theater, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The first one was.
Well, no, it was at the Barrymore.
Okay, thank you.
The first couple were at the Barrymore. Then it finally moved to the Overture Center.
So the Union Theater had nothing to do with it.
No.
Of course it didn't.
But Steely Dan,
but
I
it's
think,
still
is
a great
the Union Theater,
exactly.
Haven't they?
No, I don't know what the Union Theater has to do with anything. I don't know what my fixation is.
You got good beer there, you know?
Somebody played there at some point. I had a beer there, maybe, I guess. Yeah.
All right, well, you know, maybe we should get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. We have Dave Adler here. We're listening to his new project, Mazel Tunes, here on Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Network of radio stations. Let's listen to Eli. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I will. As soon as I can find the notes on it, I will tell you all about it. It's a very kind of a deep song. I'll just read you the background on it. Eli Eli is a Hebrew song based on a poem by Hannah Senish, who lived from 1921 to 1944. She moved from Hungary to Israel at age 18 And in 1943, at age 22, she volunteered to go into Nazi-controlled areas to save Jewish lives. After parachuting into Yugoslavia, she went to Hungary, where she was discovered and executed by the Nazis. Mm. Here's a translation of the poem originally written in Hebrew. My God, may these things never end. The sand in the sea, the rush of the water, the lightning in the sky, the prayer of man. So here is A. Lee.
Dave Adler live on Max Inc. Radio. Presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies for the Devil's Lair. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com is where your tomato pie is waiting right now. Dave, so we got Mazel Tovs happening here. You have some shows coming up.
Yes, Jimmy. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, man. Tell me about the upcoming shows that you have
Let's talk something happy. Dave's upcoming shows. Hey, Steely Dane, a great band, a great fun time. The Holidayne Show. The Happy Holidayne Show. It's at the Majestic this Saturday. Not this Saturday, but a Saturday in December. The following Saturday in December.
December 10th.
December 10th.
That date.
2022. That Saturday. It's the Steely Dane Holidayne Show at the Majestic Theater. What makes it Holidayne? Well, lots of fun costumes.
Oh.
With Santa hats. Lots of sleigh bells. Ooh. And lots of caramelized nuts and other treats. It's going to be a very, very, very festive night, Rocker. Ooh. You're looking at me skeptically, but it's going to be great. I'm telling you. We have some special, special things worked out for the Holidayne Show at the Majestic on Saturday, December 10th, 2022.
All I heard was Santa's nuts.
Nope. You heard? I said, well, it doesn't matter. Nuts are great. I love peanuts, and I love caramels.
I'm allergic to nuts, Dave.
Well, you don't know what you're missing.
I I love that you have another Steely Dan show in January.
Oh, yes.
And I cannot believe you actually will let the fans pick the songs for this one.
Terry, I'm glad you mentioned this. This is going to be a...
You can do that?
Well, we can do anything we want, Rocky. we're on GoDaddy, man. We can conquer the world. You know that guy with the little thing over his head? That's Steely Dan in a nutshell. We think about it, we do it. We materialize it. And you know all about that, man. You make dreams come true for a living, Rocker. So don't get me started. But listen, Steely Dan, it's going to be at the Pabst Theater on a Friday. Which Friday? The 13th.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow. Whoa. We need some dramatic piano there. Terry?
I think so.
All right, good. Because yeah, Terry does my... Terry knows my stuff better than me because he's the most incredible social media manager.
Oh,
I have to give a plug for Terry. She does an amazing job. Any musician out there who's looking to conquer the world in a similar fashion, talk to Terry.
Oh, my
Talk to Terry. There's your jingle. Talk to Terry.
I got my own song, too.
For social media...
By the way, I got a text for you from Mary Beth, and it says, I love you, sweetheart.
Oh, I love you.
All right. So
Oh, dear.
His inner Gomer Rookie is coming out. I hear Cartman.
I'm going to be home soon, Mary Beth. This is getting corny. Not like it wasn't already.
I have
Speaking
to also,
of nuts.
Can I say this? She also texted me.
Stop reading Mary Beth's text over the air.
She reminded me you that you have CDs available for sale.
Thank you, sweetheart. So, you can see why I picked
CDs.
A good one here. Yeah. Mary Beth, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no, they're actually, they're look
physical,
at these.
Physical, like these they're real CDs.
They're, you can hold them in your hand.
Yep.
A little Olivia Newton-John physical
that
kind
was
of.
Good.
That was I'm getting my Gomer on, man.
Yeah, it's
but
good.
But yeah, they're,
it's
they're physical CDs. And who even plays these anymore? Does anybody actually use these? I think you go to gigs when I'm playing with Willie Porter, for example. Who's just recorded a new album that's coming out next year, kids. And it's going to be a doozy.
And we're going to get you guys on for that.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got about 8 minutes left here.
Okay.
All right.
Can we get one more song in, hopefully?
Yes, we absolutely, hopefully, for sure can.
What do you got for us, Dave?
Hey, give me one second.
Well, the next song is supposed to be Cole Dodi.
Oh, it's Cole Dodi. Oh, that's good. That's a romantic one. That's not a
And
well,
Dave, so, you know,
yeah.
Being a modern musician, right?
Right.
You know, it's hard. Sort you gotta make a living. You gotta try and buy shoes.
You gotta buy shoes.
tell us about your
Please
life
don't.
as as a pianist on the roof.
Well,
how
it's
your life similar?
Let me tell you, Rocker. It's not easy being a pianist on the roof. You encounter many problems. Where am I going to get my piano tuned on Shabbat? What if the kid can't sing in D major? Can I transpose it properly? It's a problem. But there's one thing, Rocker, that gets me through. Rocker vodka, rocker vodka.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Rocker vodka, rocker vodka, rocker vodka. Rocker vodka. Every time I have a problem with my piano, I have some rocker vodka and I'm feeling really great. Playing a piano around the roof is very, very difficult for me. Vodka, rocker, rocker, vodka. I'm gonna do a shot.
You gotta
of
gargle
rocker
it.
Vodka while I'm playing a glissando live on Devil Radio with my good friends Jimmy Rocker, Terry, pleasure to you all, and to all a good night.
And he's
oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, you so deserve that.
Wow. Gosh, what were we gonna play? I'm sorry, you distracted me. That was such a great setup. Life isn't easy for a pianist on the roof.
Wow.
Cold Dodie.
Yes, right. Yes.
It's a love song. All right, I can't find the chance. Just trust me.
Okay.
All right.
Dave
Adler. A little bit of love. It means something fun and something very romantic, I'm sure. And if I could find the piece of paper I wrote it on, I'd tell you.
You'll love it. You'll love
it. It's fun.
Dave Adler, it has been an absolute pleasure having you. And I can't remember the last time I had more fun of the Devil's Lair here.
Jimmy, I really, honestly had a wonderful time being with all of you. Terry Rocker, thank you. And thanks to everybody out there in wonderful Wisconsin radio land.
Yeah.
Dave, tie it up one more time. Give us our shows that's coming up here.
Okay. Well, there's the Steely Dane Holiday Show. And you can go to SteelyDane.com because I know it's on a Saturday, but I can't remember which Saturday it's on.
It's 10th.
Saturday the 10th.
It's this coming Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's a week from today.
Yes,
right.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Holy man. We better. Oh, it's a week from today. I remember that now because I sent out the set list last week. And it's going to be really good. It's a week from today. So that's happening. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, and you know what? Oh, the following Saturday, I'm doing a funky Christmas with the funky J.B.
Over
at the High Noon Saloon. You
Jews
like to have fun at Christmas too, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get funky with that stuff. And it's going to be a good time with the J.B.'s.
Yeah.
That's going to be beautiful. And then, of course, I don't know if we ever got to that Pap show, but that Pap show in January is going to be great. That's a fan. You pick it. So thanks a lot, and I hear the music, and I'll fade away from the microphone.
You're the man, Dave.
DaveAdler.com and Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you so much. All right, hey, stick around. Rocker's coming up. This is an awesome transition. Live in the Devil's Lair with some piano Jewish music for
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Into Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker. Kicking it off with some Bad Year.
Like bagels and locks, baby.
Dave, can you give me some punk rock here? Like 30 seconds punk rock?
Oh, yeah.
Gonna rock it now with Rocker, yeah. Rocker giving me the best I can, you know. Get ready for some, get ready for some, get ready for some, get ready for some rock.
Oh my God. Who needs the comedy club when you got Dave Adler?
Oh. No doubt. All right, hey, thanks for listening. Rocker's up next. Max Inc. Radio,
thanks,
we are
everybody.
Local music.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You don't
know my kind. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media.